Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart. About 45 degrees or something like that. And of course, when it gets down to 10 degrees, we're going to wish it was 45 degrees. But anyhow, we're going to have some interesting things. Of course, what's coming up, I'm going to a chicken soup cook-off. And one of the participants is a pharmacy, Harpel Pharmacy. Well, evidently they're not your average pharmacy or drugstore. You can not only fill a prescription, you know, over the counter, but there's more to do. I'm going to have, oh, look at that. He's ready to talk to me right now. Let me introduce you. This is George. Let's see if I could do it. Isakidis.
Isakidis, yes, thank you.
Isakidis, okay. How are you, George?
I'm doing very well, Merle. How about yourself?
Oh, just fine. Okay, let me begin by asking you, is this a mom-and-pop store kind of thing, or is there more than, like, two in a chain or whatever?
Yeah, it is still a mom-and-pop store. We have three total locations, but it is still a mom-and-pop store. My brother and I are the proprietors of the stores.
And you're located, I got that there's one on Francis Lewis Boulevard, which is in Springfield Boulevard. Is that the area?
Bayside.
Oh, Bayside. And then there's the one in Whitestone. Is that what
there's
I get?
Right. There's our flagship stores in Whitestone. That's the store that's been there for over 110 years. And then we have one in Astoria on 31st Street.
Okay. So what I need – so it's between you and your brother owning the three places? Is that what
Correct.
I'm getting?
Correct.
Okay, good. So – and are all three – places like the same? If I walked into one, I'd get the same things, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, the Bayside location and the Astoria location are identical. Our initial store, flagship store, like I mentioned, our Whitestone store, is actually going through a renovation right now. So eventually, yes, they will all be three of the same.
Okay, so in other words, both are being advertised as being having markets.
Correct.
In them as well.
Correct.
As a pharmacy and market.
Correct.
Okay. So give me a description, since I'm not going out, today in this weather. Give me a description of the store to get an idea. Like,
sure.
in the terms
sure.
of like a mom and pop's, it's not like the size of a CVS, right?
No, no, certainly
or
not.
Is
no,
it?
No, they're much smaller. They're much smaller locations, square footage wise. But the stores themselves, again, we were a traditional, or we are a traditional pharmacy, filling prescriptions.
Right.
And then my brother and I realized, not too long ago that there's more to wellness than just medications. There's a need and a requirement for medications, and there also needs to be a general wellness, both from eating as well as supplements and herbs and things that we put inside ourselves that are going to, again, promote wellness. So that's when we started kind of remodeling our stores, I guess, personality, and started gearing towards more of the other than prescription, not selling toothpaste and deodorants and stuff like that you traditionally find in a pharmacy, but gearing it more towards things that we put inside us, like I said, quality products, organic products, gluten-free products, things that will promote a person's overall well-being. And then in conjunction with that, obviously, we still have our pharmacy department for its needs. And then we've introduced a juice bar component to our stores. And along with the juice bar, providing again, quote-unquote, healthy and wellness foods for people to enjoy.
Okay. Well, before I get into that aspect of it, so in other words, if I'm coming in there, so if I said to you I need Arnica Montana, you would know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
Okay. And do you sell – you know what I haven't seen in a while? Or because Arnica is sold in two different forms because it's sold like – and it's funny because – well, something funny happened. I took a fall in my house. I hurt my knee. My neighbor came to help me, and I said, do me a favor. I'm in – and I said to him – I'm experiencing trauma at the moment. Mm-hmm. I need first a glass of water, and then I need you to go downstairs to the medicine cabinet and get me something called Arnica. Because it's like the first thing you put on a boo-boo.
Absolutely.
That's not open.
Some bruising, absolutely.
Yeah. So, but one of the things I had seen a while back is they come in, I don't know how to describe it. Little tiny white pills. Do you know what I'm talking about?
They're blue for the same purpose.
It's a little blue bottle. Do you?
No.
I don't know if they're. I haven't seen them in a while.
Mm-hmm.
These little blue bottles, and they have these little tiny white pills in them. Different ones for different things.
You're talking about the Highland products. So they're like the Highland homeopathic products. So they used to have ones for baby teething, and they have ones for women, for men. But yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
the
brand is called Highland. I don't even think they're around anymore.
That's a good question.
I haven't seen them in quite a while myself. Yeah, they were probably one of the first homeopathic lines around. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're supposed to take whatever and put it under your tongue. You know, you don't eat them. You just.
Yep. Yep.
Put them under your tongue. That's funny because I had remembered that. I think I remember going into particular pharmacies. I don't know why that were owned by Russians. These Russian pharmacies that had opened, and you would be able to walk in, you know, and get that. But anyway, okay. So in other words, you do sell homeopathic medicines.
Absolutely.
It's not just, you know, prescription over the counter, a prescription, you know, that I have to bring in, you know, to drug myself.
Absolutely. We want to be able to bridge both the necessity for modern medications and prescriptions, as well as an alternative for those. So if somebody's having anxiety or somebody's having sleep deprivation, or you know, there's certainly medications that could be used for those illnesses. And there's also homeopathic, or there's natural remedies that can be used. And we want to make sure that we're both versed, as well as offer the ability to provide both those services and products.
Oh, that's great. Now, so the second thing that I wanted to get, when you say you're a market, I mean, do you sell? Like, can I come in and buy produce or something?
We can, yeah. Both our markets that are in Bayside and in Astoria, both have a produce department. We keep our produce department fairly small. It's certainly not going to be the size of a supermarket, because we only deal with organic products. None of our products are
So that's one of the things. So it's kind of like, what kind of things would you have basically, like?
Cucumbers.
What could I count on?
Simple things, like I said, typical things you would find in a vegetable. I mean, avocado if they're in season, peppers, cucumbers, lemons and limes, garlic, turmeric. Things that you would typically find in a vegetable market.
Okay, so it's part health food store, if you want to call it too.
Correct.
Okay. I know everybody's starting now with the CVB oil. Is that it? CVB?
Right.
Yes. Do you sell that?
We do. Yes, we absolutely do.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
I know they, I'm curious, were you ever putting it in food?
No, we never actually infused it with food. There are certainly many places that do. Coffees, waters, foods, baked goods.
Gummy bears or things.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a tremendous market for it. That's not something we have ever done. That's not but no, yeah. We do provide the product.
Well, it doesn't matter now, you can't.
Exactly.
There's a law that says now you can't.
Yep.
Which cut down on the income of a lot of places. That
Absolutely.
People, want it in. Let me have a brownie that's got it in, opposed to the oil. Yeah, that's interesting. So now the other thing I want to get to then is let's talk about, so the bar itself. So when you're saying that, because I was looking at, like, your menu. I mean, it's hard to, I wasn't clear because, you could see a different menu. Like if I was ordering online versus, I click on a photo kind of thing.
Right.
So because I got the sense that, because it said something about the beef is grass fed or something like that.
Right.
And I'm looking, I don't see a hamburger, beef burger.
No. So, the beef that we use in either our sandwiches or our soups.
Oh, so when you say sandwiches, in other words, I can get a roast beef sandwich?
We'll alternate our foods. We make our foods daily, so we'll rotate on wraps. So sometimes we'll have either a tuna wrap or a roast beef wrap. So whatever, again, because our products are always organic, or in this case, grass fed. If it's beef or free range chicken, or we want to make sure that people understand that there's a difference. There's a difference between getting a wrap one place as opposed to another, and the quality that's going into each of those into each of those products.
Okay, so it would be great if I could. I'm interested in trying the products as well, because I also noticed that you're doing acai. Is it acai? How do you pronounce
acai? Acai bowls, yes.
Acai bowls.
Mm-hmm.
So tell my audience what acai is.
Yeah, I say it's a berry. I mean, it's extremely. I mean, in the last several years, it's become extremely popular. It's a superfood. So we're basically, if you can kind of think of the consistency of it, almost being like a slushy, like a cold slushy, a little bit thicker in its consistency. Similar type of flavor, almost as a blueberry, I would say. Usually it's mixed with either other berries or certain toppings. You'll put a granola topping on it. You'll put, again, berries or mixed nuts. Extremely refreshing, extremely filling, very good for you. It's absolutely one of my favorites.
So if I'm looking at this, if I'm walking over to the bar, is there? I mean, how are you? Because I saw something like, that you do something with wild salmon. So are you like, is there a grill or what is there something
no, we,
there
we,
that
we have? We have a small. We don't have a full kit. It's not a. Again, our setup is we're a juice bar. We provide.
Right.
We have a small little kitchen. We have a little kitchen that we provide. That we
oh, that's what I was wondering.
Right.
Oh, okay. That's what I was wondering about. But I wouldn't see a kitchen.
No, you wouldn't see the kitchen. No, the kitchen is,
okay.
it's adjacent to the juice bars, but the kitchen's kind of in the back, and that's where they'll prepare. That's where we prepare the wraps, the salads that we have, the bowls. We have breakfast bowls there as well. The soups that we're making daily. So that's kind of where we're preparing all that.
So I want to go to the history of this place, because you said one of them has been open in like 110
right.
years. Like, so
19,
obviously,
yeah, 1906.
You don't sound.
1906.
When did it open? So obviously you're not that old. So. Well, you sound
no,
good for that age. But
I sound good for No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not. A,
so
I'm
how
not,
did
not
this all begin?
Yet.
Who's is
sure,
there a
sure.
hotel?
there was an original Harpel family. The store has always been in Whitestone. So the original Harpel family opened it in 1906. Its successor was a grandson. And since then and now, there's been four owners. Each owner owned the stores for approximately 20 to 30 years. My brother and I, after working here for almost 15 years, eventually purchased the store in 2002. So we've been here for the last 17 years ourselves. But again,
oh,
I've been here for.
Okay.
I started here as a stock boy, so I've been here since 15 years old. But the store itself was opened in 1906. Always with the premise of customer service and that mom and pop kind of approach to servicing the community. Yeah, and then in the last 7 or 8 years we've expanded to the other two locations, bringing that same mentality, that same approach to those locations, and then again diversifying a little bit in what our product mix was, going from the traditional pharmacy items to what we discussed
right.
earlier.
Well, and by the way, now would I be able to buy something like a can of tuna that's only in water and nothing else?
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
It's not so hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
I tell
mm-hmm.
people, oh, it's in water. I said, look at the ingredients.
Yeah.
The front of it says water.
Yep.
The back of it tells you the other stuff that's in there
Thanks.
Too.
Exactly.
You know, it's
exactly.
like, just give me tuna with that's water. That's it. Nothing else.
Yep.
Some kind.
Yep.
Don't even add the salt. I'll do it.
Yep. Yep.
But, so now the other thing I want to talk with you about had that you, what made you decide to enter your chicken soup?
Interesting story. So one of my colleagues, a person that we've worked with on several projects, Nicholas Agranesi, approached me, and actually I was never familiar with the contest. And he approached me and he says, you know what? He's like, I have an old family recipe. The recipe actually is over 100 years old. It was from a Sicilian grandmother that happened to work in I forget what district it was. He mentioned to me, and the recipe's kind of been passed on from generation to generation in his family. And he says, I think it would be a fantastic idea if, you know, we tried the soup, you know, if it's something that you enjoy as much as I do. And, since we already provide soups in our locations, let me know what you think. And that's what he did. And, you know, we fell in love with it. And he said, you know what, I think it's a fantastic idea to kind of mix those two together, and put the soup into the competition. And I said, go for it. He's got the recipe. He's got the know-how on how to do it. Let's see what it is. So, it's like I said, it's a 100-year-old recipe passed on from a Sicilian grandmother. It was a garment district. That's what it was. She worked in the garment district with a very Jewish-based community. I remember him telling me she learned how to speak Yiddish and learned the art of the Jewish penicillin and here
yeah,
we go. We put modern medicine with old school medicine.
that's funny. So
yeah.
that's gonna be, you know, actually it's gonna be interesting because of the With the chicken soups, I mean, there's like, I think maybe four restaurants that are going to be with Greek chicken soup, which is, I forgot what it's called again.
Avgolemono.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I think it sounds like I'm getting, there's probably two kosher chicken soups.
Mm-hmm.
One from Ben's and one from, I think there's a store in Kew Gardens Hills.
Okay.
Although the guy, you know, I don't think anybody will be there, but, you know, so it'll be those two that are probably reminiscent of your kosher chicken soup, I guess,
kind of thing. Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And then there are, you know, various. Have you ever attended the
I haven't. You know, Nick is the one that brought it to my attention. I think he was there last year, and just was really taken away by it. And you know, I guess that's when the idea kind of started percolating in his mind about this old recipe. And here we are. So no, I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be interesting for me. And especially this particular year. I'm going to be writing an article, so I'm covering the event,
uh-huh.
And I already have my, you know, the whole title picked out, about
uh-huh.
because it's coming from as far pharmacy as in, now do we consider it, and is it actually Jewish penicillin?
There you go.
Because it's
there
coming
you go.
From a pharmacy. But there's also the reason that I'm also having you as my guest is I want to write a separate article on your store because it's a combination of being unusual and a mom and pop. I don't know if you've ever heard of Joseph's Pharmacy.
Sure. Absolutely.
This is I live in Woodhaven, and it was
exactly. Woodhaven.
Yeah.
Inside,
that's
absolutely.
It. That's where
know
you went.
Very well.
You know?
Yep.
And it was like, oh my God, people were going crazy when they went out of business.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
I think somebody opened up a smaller pharmacy
uh-huh.
of Joseph's.
I guess
to keep everybody happy. You know, I guess because they had their prescriptions there and things like that.
Sure,
you know, it was
sure.
like, and for me, when I'm writing articles, I do tend to concentrate on mom and pop stores a great deal because that's, it's also that the attention you're getting.
Absolutely.
You know?
And typically the mom and pop stores are the ones that do support the community, that do live, that usually live in the community. So there's a great bond there. There's a great, we've gotten caught up in a world of, you know, big box stores and chain mentalities with
yes.
everything. And it's that mom and pop it's a shame because that really, it damages small communities. You could see it.
Yeah. Are you, so in Whitestone, are you with any of those? I found there was like two groups there. One is one that has to do with the stores. What do you call that again?
Oh, the merchant group. Yeah, the merchant.
Merchant.
Group.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Are you with that? And either of them?
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I'm the president of the merchant group for the Whitestone Association.
Are you?
Yeah.
Then you must have met me.
Absolutely. I met you.
Oh,
I met you both. I met you at Tropical Revival.
At Albert's,
right, last year, and then we also met at Chilato's when they had their grand opening.
Yes. Oh, is that
yes.
funny? Because I
yeah.
didn't even associate you.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact,
Nick is you've met Nick also, the one that with the recipe. Nick is the one from the CBD store. He's the one that is.
Yeah.
So that's his.
Right.
That's his recipe.
I've been trying
to
get a hold of him forever.
Oh,
and
really?
I can't get him to return my call. I wanted him to come on my radio show to talk about this whole thing being when you have a whole store devoted to it. When you're a what do you call it? I forgot what they call him. In other words, that's basic. That's his the whole thing with the store, that it's not,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're not coming in for anything else.
Right, right.
Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that...
Small world.
So I don't.
Yeah.
I guess I don't have to tell you that where the Queen's Times is.
No, absolutely not. Yeah.
that's really funny. Okay.
Yeah. And you also attended when we did the Taste of White Zone back in May. You came to. Yes.
Yes, I did that too. I've been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been trying. I've been doing that. What since. Jim Lisa moved the office
mm-hmm.
over into Whitestone from Corona. I said, well, you know, let me see what I could do for Whitestone to do some things, you know. So that's how I got the
mm-hmm.
that's how I get into it. But oh, we have to schmooze. I got to talk to you afterwards. I'm as you could see, I'm great for dealing with publicity. you know, so I'll be talking to you about, because I come up with all kinds of ideas. I come up with of ways to do publicity, not because I'm going to write a press release, but how to get something into a newspaper.
Gotcha.
Which is what you want to do. Okay. But I'm going to call. If the number that you call me, which I'm not going to say out loud, the number you call me, can I call you back on after we end the show?
You can. It's actually the store number. It's just one of the lines at the store number. So, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, because I have, mm-hmm. I want to talk to you about something, what I want to do to follow up.
Sure.
But anyway, because it's hard for me. Well, I told you it's hard for me. Well, you'll see. Well, you've seen. That's hard for me to get around.
I know. Absolutely.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what it is I want to do. But one of the things, in case, you know, I don't know how soon I can get there, one thing I'm going to need from you is photos. I mean, if I go on your website, if I go on Facebook, if I go whatever it is, I don't get to see enough.
Okay.
I want that because I'm going to be directing people to your website or to your Facebook, and I want people to get what it looks like inside.
Gotcha. Okay.
I mean, I'm getting, you know, a bowl of food or things like that, but I'm really not getting a sense of what it looks
like
to be in the store. Because when I do the article, I want to get two shots for the article. But I'll be taking one of the shots I'll take is on Saturday when I'm at the event. And then, then I'll need some others for the, in terms of the article. But this is so cool. So now, but in terms of yourself, in terms of your background,
mm-hmm.
are you a pharmacist or you just decided to...
No, I'm a pharmacist.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm a pharmacist. Like I said, my beginning was here as a stock boy. I eventually ended up going to pharmacy school, and I've been a pharmacist for the last 20 almost 30 years. So, yeah, I'm a pharmacist by trade, yes.
Do people come up to you and, like, because you're a pharmacist, do people come up to you and ask you questions that, you know, like, that they would ask a doctor? Do they think you know?
No, always. And that's
like,
one of
I have
great,
a headache. What should I take?
Absolutely.
Or whatever.
I have a splinter. Can you help me take it out? Absolutely. I've almost heard it. I've heard it all over the years. And it never ceases to amaze me. Just when I thought I've heard it all, I hear something new. So even after, like I said, nearly 30 years of doing it, it's still every day brings a new adventure.
that's so funny. Okay, is there anything I left out? Because as I said, I want to, you know, the picture's worth a thousand words. Because I'm just like really kind of curious on, you know, how it looks inside, like when you're walking in there and.
Sure, I can definitely provide that to you. No, I think
okay.
You know, I've given you the history. I've explained kind of what our reformation, if you will, of what our you know, practice has been, and why we've gone down that route. You know, just looking at a person's overall wellness as opposed to just kind of, you know, sugarcoating or putting a little Band-Aid on something, trying to really, you know, help somebody better themselves, both with medication as well as their dietary and what they put inside them. So, that's kind of who we are.
So, and in terms of that aspect, well, that's not something you learn as a pharmacist. Is that? Did you take a course or something to learn like the?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
what,
supplements.
Like what?
That's an ever-growing knowledge, if you will. You know that because there's always new. There's always new things that we're finding out, both about medications as well as herbs and supplements and vitamins, and there's it's always a kind of a relearning process. But yes, you continue to educate yourself on it. You continue to educate how the mesh goes between both medications. You don't want somebody that's taking medications to start taking a specific, let's say, herb or supplement when there might be a potential interaction. So, you know, it's very important to, and that's where we felt that's what the best suited person for something like this would be, a pharmacist. Because people don't realize there's a danger walking into a health food store, vitamin shop, and just asking somebody behind the counter for a specific sleeping aid. If you already take a medication, there's a potential for an interaction there. So you have to be really careful on what you're mixing with what. So like I said, that's where we felt the benefit of having that pharmacy background, having the knowledge that goes along with it, as well as now bringing that other approach to helping people.
Okay. Do you find people responding well to the CBD oils? Are they saying it works? Or
absolutely. I think CBD is a fantastic product. I think and what's great about this kind of get together, again, Nick being a person that has a CBD background, I think CBD is a fantastic product. You know, the cannabinoid system, which is already in our body, is there for a reason. I feel like God put it in there for a reason, and we just haven't been exploring what its benefits are. And CBD is a trigger for something like that. I think it's got a lot of misrepresentation as far as its hallucinogenic effects, and you know, there people need to understand and educate themselves on what the difference between you know, the hallucinogenic component, the THC portion of it,
right,
what marijuana is, what CBD is, what cannabinoid is. That's not one thing. They're different. And people need, like I said, people need to educate themselves on it, and not have that stigma of, oh no, this is, you know, that brownie they're making with CBD is a brownie pot, is a pot brownie. It's not what the case is. So, again, education goes a long way, especially
right,
with something like this.
Okay, well, as I say, hopefully I'll be able to get there. But as I said, I'll call you, you know, right after the show, because there's something I particularly want to do that would help in terms of writing the article, and I'll get back to you with that. But I'm also looking forward to Saturday, also because, like, oh, thank God there's somebody new coming on the chicken soup. I mean, it's
gotcha.
Like it's going to be interesting because I don't, like, in terms of my point of view on judging chicken soup, it's like going to be different from somebody else, because it's
right,
going to turn. It's going to be what my taste is,
of course,
as opposed to how much stuff is in the soup.
Right.
You know, it doesn't mean that it's how spicy it is or whatever
right,
kind of thing like
absolutely,
that. You know.
Absolutely.
So. Anyway, so but I'm looking forward to doing
me
this.
Too.
This
me too.
Great. So, all right. So, anything else you want to add?
No. I thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you and to your listeners. And I look forward to seeing you face to face on Saturday.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right. I'll talk to you in a little while then.
Great. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
It was great having you.
Thank you so much.
I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, see, that's what the best part about having a mom-and-pop pharmacies or from mom-and-pop stores. These are local stores. You know, you get the attention they could, when you're coming in, especially when you're going into a neighborhood place that sees you all the time. You know, they know, you know, what you're looking for, or you could probably maybe feel more comfortable talking to the owners. You know, what I was talking about, the chicken soup cook-off. That's what it is. Okay, I'm not sure. I might bring them there, but I'm not sure. Well, I'm going to, wait a minute. I can't end the show before I do my favorite, I guess, my favorite food. What can I tell you?
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Oh, yes, and you can get these absolutely delicious brownies at www.brownies.com, and they also have soft batch cookies, and I understand they still have it. It looks like they still have one of the brownies that has cinnamon in it, cinnamon chocolate brownie. Yeah, cinnamon chocolate brownie, I think. Or maybe it's a cookie. But anyway, it's cinnamon and chocolate. And it's all good. All absolutely delicious. So, everybody, wherever you are, have a great day, afternoon, or whatever it is when you're listening to this broadcast. Unless you're listening to it now, of course, then.